Megan's Law. At the state level, Megan's Law is a general name for laws requiring law enforcement authorities to make information available to the public regarding registered sex offenders. Individual states decide what information will be made available and how it is to be disseminated. Commonly included information includes the offender's name, picture, address, incarceration date, and nature of the crime. The information is often displayed on public sites, but can also be published in newspapers and pamphlets, or disseminated through various other means. At the federal level, Megan's Law is known as the Sexual Offender Act of 1994 and requires persons convicted of sex crimes against children to notify local law enforcement of any change of address or employment after release from custody, such as prison or a psychiatric facility. The notification requirement may be imposed for a fixed period of time, usually at least 10 years, or permanently. Some states may legislate registration for all sex crimes, even if no minors were involved. It is a felony in most jurisdictions to fail to register or fail to update information. As noted, Article 15, Section 15-20 of the Act states, no cause of action shall arise against a licensee for the failure to disclose fact situations on property that is not the subject of the transaction. Listing agents have no legal duty to disclose that a known sex offender resides in a property near a listed home, but skilled buyer's agents should be watchful for any signals of hard-to-identify issues. Sex offender location lists are public information, and a buyer's agent should refer a buyer client to such lists if asked. Creation of agency. An agency relationship may be based on a formal agreement between the parties, an express agency, or it may result from the party's behavior, an implied agency. Express agency. The principal and agent may enter into a contract, or an express agreement, in which the parties formally express their intention to establish an agency and state its terms and conditions. The agreement may be either oral or written. An agency relationship between a seller and a sponsoring broker generally is created by a written employment contract, commonly referred to as a listing agreement, that authorizes the sponsoring broker, or their designated licensees, to find a buyer or tenant for the owner's property. An express agency relationship between a buyer and a sponsoring broker is created by a buyer agency agreement. Similar to a listing agreement, it stipulates the activities and responsibilities the buyer expects from the sponsoring broker, or their designated licensees, in finding the appropriate property for purchase or rent. The Real Estate License Act of 2000 requires that all exclusive brokerage agreements must be in writing. Implied agency. An agency also may be created by implied agreement. This occurs when the actions of the parties indicate that they have mutually consented to an agency. A licensee acts on behalf of another as agent. Even though the licensee may not have consciously planned to create an agency relationship, the parties can create one unintentionally, inadvertently, or accidentally by their actions. Compensation. The source of compensation does not determine agency. A real estate agent does not necessarily represent the person who pays her commission. In fact, agency can exist even if no fee is involved. It is called a gratuitous agency. The written brokerage agreement should state how the agent is being compensated and explain all the alternatives available. Note, with new buyer broker agreements, some or all of the commission paid to the seller's agent may be shared with the buyer broker legally. The commission does not have to come directly from the buyer in a buyer broker agreement arrangement. In Illinois, compensation does not determine the agency relationship. Both buyers and sellers' real estate agents are often paid by the seller in a cooperative commission arrangement. The seller first pays the listing sponsoring broker, and the listing sponsoring broker cuts a check to the cooperating sponsoring broker. Sometimes the seller pays only the listing sponsoring broker and the buyer pays the buyer's sponsoring broker. Regardless of the particular arrangement, the licensee is required to inform clients in each transaction of how the sponsoring broker will be compensated and how the commission will be split with sponsoring brokers representing other parties. The termination of agency an agency may be terminated for any of the following reasons. Death or incapacity of either party. Destruction or condemnation of the property. Expiration of the terms of the agency. Mutual agreement by all parties to the contract. Breach by one of the parties, in which case the breaching party might be liable for damages. By operation of law, as in bankruptcy of the principal, bankruptcy terminates the agency contract, and title to the property transfers to a court-appointed receiver. Completion, performance, or fulfillment of the purpose for which the agency was created in Illinois, a definite termination date must be included in a brokerage agreement. Automatic extension clauses are illegal under Illinois law. An agency coupled with an interest is an agency relationship in which the agent has an interest in the subject of the agency, such as the property being sold. An agency coupled with an interest cannot be revoked by the principal or be terminated on the principal's death. Types of agency relationships. Limitations on an agent's authority. A universal agent is a person empowered to do anything the principal could do personally. The universal agent's authority to act on behalf of the principal is virtually unlimited. In Illinois, a written power of attorney is required to create a universal agency. A general agent may represent the principal in a broad range of matters related to a particular business or activity. The general agent may, for example, bind the principal to any contract within the scope of the agent's authority. A property manager is typically considered a general agent to the property owner. Brokers and managing brokers are general agents to their sponsoring broker. A special agent is authorized to represent the principal in one specific act or business transaction only, under detailed instructions. A real estate licensee usually is a special agent to a client. If hired by a seller, the licensee is limited to finding a ready, willing, and able buyer for the property. A special agent for a buyer, buyer's agent, has the limited responsibility of finding a property that fits the buyer's criteria. As a special agent, the licensee may not bind the principal to a contract. The principal makes all contractually related decisions and will sign on her own. A special power of attorney is another legal means of authorizing an agent to carry out only a specified act or acts. Finally, a designated agent is a person authorized by the sponsoring broker to act as the agent of a specific principal, buyer, or seller. A designated agent is the only licensee in the company who has a fiduciary responsibility toward that principal. When one licensee in the company is a designated agent, the others are free to act as agents for the other party in a transaction. In this way, two licensees from the same real estate company may represent opposite sides in a property sale without entering dual agency. Note: confidentiality has to be carefully maintained when two agents in the same firm represent the buyer and seller. Nothing can be revealed about the buyer-seller negotiating position in sales meetings or other informal conversations in and out of the office.